USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All nine victims of the Dayton, Ohio massacre died at the hands of the killer. That's according to Montgomery County Coroner Doug Harshenbarger. He also says the toxicology report indicated the shooter had a mix of drug and alcohol in his system when he opened fire in a popular area of the city more than 10 days ago.
A pipe device was found in his pocket with an attached clear plastic baggie that has been determined to contain cocaine. And the assailant's cavity blood sample was found to contain cocaine, alprazolam, and ethanol.
President Trump is holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one being held in New Hampshire. Now, before leaving, the president talks about the economy and says the Fed needs to lower the interest rates.
Jay Powell should be cutting rates because every country all over the world is cutting and we want to stay sort of even. And I don't mind if we're higher, we're better, we're a better credit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The New York City Police Department has suffered its ninth suicide this year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports police brass call it a crisis.
Police officer Robert Echeverria's suicide is also the second suicide by a New York police officer in 2 days' time. This 25-year veteran shot himself in the head of his home in Laurelton, Queens, on Wednesday evening. On Tuesday, a 35-year-old cop, Johnny Rios, killed himself at his home in Yonkers. Police Commissioner O'Neill saying it's a mental health crisis, and he's again urging officers to seek help if they feel depressed or suicidal, saying there's no stigma attached and there will be no job consequences.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is being subpoenaed by a House panel. The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee wants to question Lewandowski in the never-ending investigation of possible obstruction of justice by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Portland Mayor Democrat Ted Wheeler is warning people who plan on protesting in Portland. The city is anticipating a protest rally between left and right-leaning people on Saturday and have been preparing for a possibility that events could get violent.
Well, as the police commissioner, my job is to give broad strategic directions. So what I'm telling the police bureau is no violence, no vandalism. Don't let the city get shut down. Make sure that people have the ability to go about their business. Don't let people stop this city.
Wheeler speaking there on Fox News. Now, the mayor was also asked about conservative writer Andy Ngo, who was attacked by left-leaning members of Antifa a few months back, and so far no charges have been filed against the people that have committed those crimes.
Well, as the police commissioner, my job is to give broad strategic directions. So what I'm telling the police bureau is no violence, no vandalism. Don't let the city get shut down. Make sure that people have the ability to go about their business. Don't let people stop this city.
The Federal Communications Commission is proposing creating a 3-digit phone number that would connect to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. The FCC division submitted the joint request to Congress suggesting 988 as a number to reach the Suicide and Mental Health Hotline. Before the FCC can vote on the proposal, it must first go through a public review period. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.